This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's still Gay Pride Month. I hope that the gays get everything they want out of this month that they can. You've only got a few more days. I mean, the clock is ticking. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. By the way, it is my birthday month that comes during Gay Pride Month. Who knew? All the people born in June, who knew you would be part of the Gay Pride Parade? Wow, I had no idea. I don't know if when my mother planned her pregnancy with me, which I was definitely unplanned. My brother and I are 15 months apart. Nobody plans that. I mean, unless you just are a baby factory. My mom had two, and that was it. And she had my brother, and then I think she was probably like going, oh, man, this stupid Negro going to knock me up again as I was going to leave him because she was going to leave my crazy dad. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. She was right to leave him. He was a piece of work. But she would have aborted me. I think in today's time, my mom would have had to seriously think about aborting me, other than her Christian values saying, I will not do that. Because I'm telling you, she was on the outs with my dad. He was on his way to prison. He was screwing up in the Air Force. And he was on a fast track to prison, which is like most of the young, sadly, far too many young black men today. They're on the fast track to prison. Not getting educated, nobody cares. But anyway, Gay Pride. I was born during Gay Pride Month. If my mom could have planned it, which by the way, I like where my birthday sits because it's generally on the summer solstice. That's right, the first day of summer. Many times it's the first day of summer. Well, a few times. It's been the first day of summer and Father's Day and my birthday. It's your birthday. Go home, boy. It's your birthday. Yeah. And I had a cousin, Jerry, who had a birthday the day before mine. He was a solid Gemini. I'm on the cusp, as they say. And Jerry died. Jerry was one of my favorite cousins. But he died of leukemia at the age of like 21. Sad. Sad story. But yeah. Anyway, Jerry was born during Gay Pride Month. I didn't realize this. Gay Pride Month. One of my old roommates in high school, well, I went to a boarding school, he was born during Gay Pride. None of us were gay. I mean, just saying, we just happened to be born during Gay Pride Month. Anyway, I'm happy to be part of a group that gets to celebrate our non-sexuality all year long. Yes, I'm part of that team. We have a better team. That's right. We're called humans. Oh, what you think I was going to say? You think I was going to talk about the not gay? Yeah, I'm not going to say all the not gay fit into the human category, but I'll put it to you this way. The not gay don't need a month, but humans need nothing. Humans just celebrate. Even in Black History Month, humans can celebrate. On Cinco de Mayo, humans can celebrate. See, because we celebrate all cultures and all things. Hey, I got a note from a guy. Here's what he says. Kevin, since you left 1430 a.m. in Kaiser, Oregon, I can't find your show anywhere. Are you on any stations that reach into Oregon or on XM radio? The only person I have left to listen to is Rush Limbaugh. And as much as I like him, I prefer your show. Gordon said that. Gordon sent me that note. And it's the reason why I bring this up, it's not self-serving. No, the reason why I bring this one up, and I took Gordon's note to me, is because I was having a discussion with a guy, and he goes, Kevin, you got to stop bashing Limbaugh. And I don't bash Limbaugh. I joke that Limbaugh, you know, like, who's that Limbaugh guy? There's a guy out there on the radio, so people keep talking about Limbaugh. Maybe he's an up-and-comer. It's a joke, dude. And, I mean, the guy was so serious. And he's like, you're bashing Limbaugh. I'm like, I'm not bashing. I was a firm Rush listener for years. And I mean, Rush is a sage. He's a very amazing guy. But I'll put it to you this way. I think my show is as good as Rush Limbaugh. I don't have inside baseball. We have two completely different styles. I have humor and sex appeal and panache, and Rush has whatever he has.
That was just food for that other dude.
But you get what I'm saying. Look, we're different style of radio host. And I could go inside baseball, talk about more of the deep issues. But I'll tell you this. There's a lot of deepness that we talk about in this show. We go deep. You just have to be able to go there with us. You got to be along for the dive. We go deep. So don't just look. We have fun here. We joke about stuff. And by the way, if I had my entourage and we, in the sense that we could put them on speaker, we're not set up for that. Or take your calls. I promise you, we would deliver a show that you would never turn off. It would just be whatever number, whatever time. You would feel like you were at a comedy show. Would be so much fun for you. Are you kidding? It almost is that way right now. When I'm having a conversation with you, I swear. It is just the comedy of all the things that you see with the message being buried deep in there. And I'm telling you, I know for a fact, you guys take these messages out and you go there. Sometimes we can get a little preachy. Yeah, we can get a little preachy. Mm-hmm. We make it fun because I tell people, you know, I have them bring me my handkerchief and my James Brown robe when we get a little preachy. But we correct. We self-correct over here. We know what we're doing. Anyway, I appreciate Gordon sending me that note because I've contended many times. I said, look, if the reason why, because people are like, Kevin, you should host Hannity's show, you know, because he let Bongino do it. Sean knows if I hosted his show, man, it would be a fury. Who is that guy? And it'd be dragging him over. But you know what? You guys do a good job of getting people to listen to the program. You do a phenomenal job. I don't know what happened with KYKN other than Gator left, who was the guy who was, they call him PMs. So he was the one who greenlit my show. We did fantastic up there. But radio is fickle. It changes for whatever reason. And, you know, if they want somebody local and delivering whatever they, you know, the local news and all that, it doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me. And let me tell you something else. The influence of terrestrial radio is what they call it, is really going down. People are going to digital. And that's what we're going to be making, that same shift. That's why KJRadio.com is more important to me than the other. And I don't have to worry about the sponsors on the other side. So that's the reason. But anyway, Gordon, you can find us at KJRadio.com. You can always call me at 844-551-8255. We come back. I want to cover some news. We've been remiss in talking about that. I can point the finger at leftism and show you that we are winning, they are losing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The girl says that she's proud of her sex worker mother. Welcome to the new world, everybody. The world of leftism. Look, I don't care what people do with their bodies. I don't care how people make a living. But there is somewhat a matter of decorum, things that society says are good versus bad. It's how we formulate ourselves as a society. And the idea that if your occupation is having sex with other people probably makes people take pause. I know there are libertarians out there going, come on, Kev, man, we can't, you know, like judge people. Yeah, you do. You do judge them. You do judge them. And it doesn't mean you judge badly. So I'll give you an example. You could see a person who works on the sanitation truck. I worked on for the sanitation department for the city of Brady when I was 16 years old, 15 years old. I was going to turn 16 that summer, and I did. But when I got the job, I was 15. It was illegal, but I got the job. And an older Mexican guy named Willie worked on that was his job, his job. Now, here's what I can tell you about Willie. Willie wasn't very bright. His job was to drive a truck around and pick up trash. Willie wasn't very you know, energized. He didn't have a lot of goals in life. He's 35 years old. maybe 35 to 38 or so, driving a brush truck for the city in a little bitty town, and he seemed content. He's never going to be a brain surgeon. Don't let him do your taxes. I don't know if he had hobbies, but you can make certain judgments, if you will, about Willie based on that. But it was an honorable job. Somebody needed to do it. Somebody doesn't need to do sex worker. Oh, no, that is an indulgence. Now, there. Oh, no, Kevin, there are people. Let me say, everybody in their life has somebody around them that probably would have sex with them under the right circumstances. You hire a sex worker as an indulgence. If you choose to be a sex worker, I'm just telling you, it isn't like you're a healer. And they want to make it seem that way. They want to make it seem like, oh, no, this man was really struggling with his sexuality or struggling with this or that. No, he wasn't even looking for a prostitute. That's all it is. And the idea that you call it a sex worker. No, it is a prostitute. You can give it a little bit of polish and call her a call girl, but she's a prostitute. Marie Rose, the daughter of Charlotte Rose, 38, who won British Erotic Award for Sex Worker of the Year in 2013, discovered at the age of 12 what her mother had done for a living since her mother was 17. How many 17-year-old, finger quotes, sex workers do you know? I mean, who begins that career path at 17? Let me tell you what Charlotte Rose was at 17. She was either molested in a lefty family of some sort, mistreated, or she was just a misguided kid who decided to run away from home, had to pay the bills, and became, here it comes, bum, 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 a prostitute. That's it. Let's just call it what it is. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to, KJRadio.com, a sex worker. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Here's what leftists do. They take the lexicon. They will invent lexicon to fit circumstances so that it makes it seem like it's all okay. Oh, my God, your mother's a sex worker. Well, then you must be very proud of her. You know, versus your mother being, you know, working for the Trump administration. If her mother was a sex worker in the Trump administration, do you think she'd be as proud?
That's one of Donald Trump's prostitutes. Let's impeach him and let's ruin her life. Hey, by the way, Blasey Ford, Svetnik, and all these other women that were accusing Kavanaugh, they were, quote, sex workers, too. 844-551-8255. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, look. And for the record, I don't care. I said, this is why I talk about the women's movement so much, because they're like, it's my body, I can do what I want. No, you can't. The only way you can prostitute is if you call yourself a sex worker. This woman's in Britain. Anyway, the 17-year-old, her mother was working as a prostitute since she was 17. And she says, I was just really proud of her. It put a smile on my face because I knew she was doing good for other people. And I was always accepting of it. The Sun reports this. Initially, Charlotte said she, quote, brought comfort to people. So if you're proud of your career, why don't you just tell people, I sleep with people and I have sex with people and for money, and it brings them comfort and it pays my bills. Okay, sex worker. Yeah, I bring them comfort. And she says, while I do sleep with some clients charging £100 an hour, some just want company. That's the same thing prostitutes say. I've seen the shows where the prostitute goes, yeah, well, he didn't want me to sleep with him. He just wanted to cry or he wanted to talk. Okay, fine. But what is the majority of your job? And if you, let me ask you this. Could you be a sex worker if you were like, you look like Hillary Clinton? You know, or Rosie O'Donnell, could you? No. You know what sex workers do? They put on nice outfits, and they come very alluring. If you were a sex worker, then I want you to look like Olga, the Russian hammer thrower, and come in your nurse's uniform and show me that you can pull, as we used to say in the club. Can you pull? Can you get dudes' attention? You're a sex worker because you're using your feminine wiles so you can make some money. A sex worker. I wonder, look, again, I don't care. I don't care if Britain wants to let women prostitute. If you want to let them prostitute, fine. You know, it's their body, they can do what they want. But as I was saying earlier, I always chide the women's movement and say, if it's your body, sell a kidney. If you are so caring about what your body is, and somebody wants something, you know, a Chinese man needs a liver, and you're a match, or some bone marrow, I dare you. Go on the internet, go on eBay, and say, I got the exact match to old Kwachang Kang, and sell your bone marrow. If it's your body. That's what we should be pushing back on these crazy feminists with. It's not a baby, it's my body, it's just tissue in my body. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. The only people who can sell your body parts are the government. The government can sell your body parts to science. And that's what they do. They sell your body parts. They sell the body parts of fetuses, dead babies. They sell the body parts of anybody. Don't you do it. Get out of here. Proud of your sex worker mother. She says, it really upsets me that people don't respect it as an actual career because it's so much hard work. There's so much admin that goes into it. People wouldn't have the patience for it. Marie stated that she doesn't have the patience to have a career like her mother. No, you just don't have the face to have a career like your mother. You don't have the body. You got daddy's looks. That's what happened to you. Don't be trying to fool me. See, we live in a culture now where people want to rationalize everything. All bad behavior. This woman, look, maybe she's a sexaholic. I don't know. I don't even care. But here's what I do care about. Tell us what it is. And little girl, don't act like, say, you know what? I'll be honest. I was embarrassed by my mom. But it is what it is. She pays the bills with it. What am I going to say? It got me my new bike or my prom dress.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexican officials are again sitting down with members from the Trump administration in hopes they can convince them to abandon plans to impose tariffs on Mexico over immigration. One thing is, though, for sure, according to Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, something needs to be done.
But we've got to get Mexico to be a better partner than they are. Now, any tariff dollars we collect, we ought to reduce it in taxes and get it back to, you know, American consumers. But the president's in a tough position. He knows there's a crisis. The Democrats are just sitting on the sideline. This place up here, I've been up here 5 months, is dysfunctional.
President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron joined World War II veterans in Normandy as they commemorated the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Now President Trump is back in Ireland, and the president is offering condolences after today's deadly crash involving West Point cadets in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, we jump around a little bit on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You know, certain things catch my eye, and I find politics in it, and it may not be the news, the rave news of the day or whatever, but I don't really care. You enjoy the show, you enjoy the show. If you don't, there's plenty of other shows out there. And I'm not being cavalier because I love you to pieces. I really do. I love the audience that listens to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love when you guys send me notes at KJRadio.com. I love it when you refer other people to me and then they send me a note and say, Kevin, what's going on, man? I got another note from KYKN because I'm not broadcasting anymore in Salem, Oregon, and people are like, Kevin, where have you gone? Where can I find you? You know, they're like jonesing for the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, I just gave it to you. So they'll find it, and they'll download it, and you know what? That's the digital world. You're in a market, and then suddenly you're gone. And people are like, What happened? I had a lady, when I went off the air in WGUL years ago, it was a technicality, I'm back on, but a lady, she wrote to me and said, Kevin, I cannot go through my day without your show. So she contacted me, and I said, here's how you can find it. So we may lose a terrestrial site. I'll be honest with you. I don't care as much as I may have in the past because the digital format is becoming huge, and that's where people really want to listen to the programs because you can get it by the drink. You can listen to whatever part you want. If you got the fancy radios, you can plug it in, and it just comes in. I'll find Kevin Jackson. Bam! There it is, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me up. So, what else? Politics. Joe Biden. I'm telling you guys, Joe Biden is under attack. His campaign, get this, Mr. Plagiarizer, Joe the Plagiarizer, his campaign plagiarized the charities ask. You know, their nonprofits email message they sent out. They plagiarized it to make Joe Biden's deal. It's crazy. I mean, you would think that a plagiarizer would go, look, let's stay as far away from that as we can. He's still plagiarizing. Joe Biden is plagiarizing people's life. He's plagiarizing the Clintons. You know what he did? Joe Biden set up Hunter Biden to get money from the Ukrainians or the Russians, and he's doing a Clinton. He's plagiarizing. He's stealing their moves. Shoot. Unbelievable. This dude is not, I'm telling you, Joe Biden is going to get knocked down to the ground. I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know who's going to knock him out of the saddle, but Joe Biden is probably not going to be the Democrats' nominee. I say he's not. I don't want to use probably. I don't think he will be. I'm just going to go out on a limb. And I know people are, Kevin, that's a pretty bold statement, man. He's the front runner. He's the most well known. He's the former VP. I mean, if anybody is ready now, it's Joe Biden. Hillary Clinton is out of the way, we think. She believes she may still want to run from prison. But, you know, who knows? But anyway, that's where we are.
Joe Biden. But I'm telling you, they're going after him. And I look at the signs. I don't pay attention to the other things that most people do. I try to read, you know, between the lines, as they say. And here's what CBS reports this. At a candidate forum this weekend in San Francisco, Mayor Pete Buttigieg made one of the frequent nods towards age. I don't have as much gray hair as you'd expect on someone stepping up to run for president. But I'm here to make the case for a new generation of American leadership. Yeah. All right. Well, Walter Mondale tried that with Ronald Reagan. And Reagan, of course, with the famous quote given to him by the late Roger Ailes. I will not use my opponent's youth and inexperience against him, which is one of the best political quotes of all time. Reagan went on to smoke Mondale. So here's the setup. I believe that the Democrats are going to end up with Pete Buttigieg as their guy. Because people get, well, who, Kevin, who? Who's going to? Okay, I just gave you. Pete Buttigieg is going to be the Democrats' guy. And he's going to try to make age his issue, even when he's running against Trump. And Trump is going to do the same. He's going to trounce him the same way Reagan beat Mondale. That's what I'm guessing. Anyway, to go on, they said, he didn't mention his name, but the millennial mayor was undoubtedly hoping people would think about 76-year-old Joe Biden. Now, let's go back to Biden. I told you guys, Biden is staying out of the fray. Biden's been hiding. Sounds like a Muslim dude. Biden been hiding. Somebody living in a cave that we need to go shoot missiles at. And now, let's find out what's going on in the world of Biden been hiding. Anyway, Biden been hiding is not coming out in the public. I'm tickling myself now. Because he's old. Biden is sleepy. He's not only creepy, he is sleepy. And Trump called him out on it. Joe Biden, he's worse than Hillary Clinton when it comes to campaigning. This dude has the stamina of a sloth. Biden comes, he runs up on stage for a thing. He does his thing and he says all and that Donald Trump, he's mean and we've got to, you know, bring this nation together and I'm going to be the one to bring the nation together. Whew, anybody got a Red Bull? And then he runs back to the limo and he's got to rest it out. He can't keep up the pace. Forget that he's an idiot. I mean, let's not let that go unnoticed. But look. There is nothing Biden's going to do to change the notion that he's an idiot. Biden has a 40-something year track record, maybe longer, in politics. This is the guy in college or in high school who knew what he wanted to be. Certainly by college, Biden saw, you know what? If I behave a particular way, if I act a particular way, I can skate through on politics. And that's what he did. And he loves it. He pretends to be an ordinary run-of-the-mill average Joe while loving the notoriety and the fame that comes with his office. That's why he never focused on money. It was more the fame. Biden fuels himself on how people feel about him. And that's why he's creepy. Touchy-feely, you know, and he's a creepy guy. But he loves that. And when he found out, holy crap, I didn't get enough money out of my career, he lined the thing for his son. But at the end, let me just tell you, when you really sum him up, he's going to struggle because he's got this amazingly bad track record of being on the opposite side of a lot of bad legislation, on the wrong side of a lot of legislation. A lot of it. And it isn't going away. But here's the deal. I don't want to lose sight of this. Internally, the Democrats see his age. Buttigieg has the guts to confront it because what he's saying is Donald Trump is right. This guy is tired and he's sleepy and he's doing this not for the right reasons. Biden doesn't believe he can make this country better. Are you kidding? What's he going to improve on? Biden has been on the other side of trade and tariffs. I've never heard him utter a word about currency or IP. Never. I mean, he's running on, I'm going to make the nation feel good. You want to know how you make the nation feel good? Get the media to start reporting what's really happening under Trump. Simple as that. Yeah, so I'm in this battle on my own site, teapartycommunity.org, with a bunch of never-Trumpers. Guys that come out, I mean, they claim to be conservatives. But it does. If Trump literally said, okay, we just got a windfall from China, and every American, we're going to use $20 trillion and pay off the national debt with money we got from China, the never-Trumpers on my site and elsewhere would go, well, so what? It still means that, you know, Donald Trump's a meanie. It's just crazy to watch him. That's the way Biden is. It doesn't matter what Trump does. It doesn't matter. And this is leftism in general. They are not going to recognize it. Because to do so validates you. And they can't do that. Because if they validate you, means they're validating Trump, and means Trump wins in a landslide, which, by the way, is exactly what's going to happen. Donald Trump is going to win the presidency in a landslide. I know you guys are following the polls. Do I have to get into the polls? Because all I said the other day was I told you 71% of the people believe that they have the best time right now in decades. No, in the history of this measurement, since I think it was Rasmussen or somebody, Gallup, started taking the poll, highest ever. Bush, 48%. Obama, 45%. Trump, 71%. Now, they will tell you Trump's only at 44% approval and 51% disapproval or something like that. Don't believe that hype. Don't believe it. And let me tell you, the Democrats know what's going on. Their front runner couldn't fill a 1,000-seat theater if you weren't paying people or bribing people in some form or another to be there. Biden can't do it. None of them can do it. But when we come back, I want to talk about Biden and what he did in 1972 that had to do with it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Have you noticed something? Have you noticed what I'm about to tell you? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me tell you, we're talking about Joe Biden's age. That's what I talked about in the last segment. Talked about the idea that Pete Buttigieg, the millennial mayor, they call him, who made a jibe at Biden when he said this: I don't have as much gray hair as you'd expect on someone stepping up to run for president, but I'm here to make a case for the new generation of American leadership. He wasn't talking about Donald Trump. He's talking about Joe Biden. Buttigieg can't even get to Trump unless he can unseat creepy sleepy Joe, right? But let me tell you what you're not going to hear the ageist talking about. You're not going to hear him mentioning Donald Trump. Have you heard anybody bring up Trump's age? Trump is in his 70s. But when you see Donald Trump, do you see a 70-year-old man? You don't, do you? I can tell you this with all honesty. Trump is going into his fourth year in the presidency. He doesn't look any different. Most presidents
when they, like, you could be 50. From 50 to 53, which is 3 years into the gig, they already look like they're 10 years older. Don't believe me? Go look at Obama's pictures. They were dyeing that Negro's hair and putting on makeup because Barack Obama was starting to look old. By the time he came out of the presidency, Barack Obama looked like Moses coming down from Mount Ararat. I mean, he went up 30, came down 70. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Donald Trump looks like he's going backwards. By the time he ends up his presidency, he's going to be playing on the lacrosse team at Penn. He's getting less holes. God. You know what it is? Because let me tell you what makes you get old. You know, oh, come on. Come on now. You know where I'm going, Kevin Jackson's audience. Y'all know where I'm going. You conservatives. What age is you? Stress. So, just put it this way. Barack Obama started the presidency at 50 and came out 80. Donald Trump starts the presidency at 70 or whatever, and he's going to come out 45. Funny, that's the number that his presidency is, right? Donald Trump is getting less younger. He's getting younger. Why? No stress. See, all this stuff that theoretically should stress Trump out, you know what it does. Oh, yeah, baby. Y'all about to get schooled. You're lucky you came to class today. Donald Trump sees this as fun. He sees all the things, the angling, the manipulation, the plotting that the Democrats do. He sees that as chess at the highest level. He loves this stuff. It's making him young. It's like having a kid at 70. You get a kid at 70, when you're 76, that little toddler wants to do something. You should be like, let's just see what's on our shows today, our soap operas. No, you have a kid at 70, you're out there kicking the soccer ball. That's what Trump did. Trump had a child at 71 or whatever age he is, and he's out there, he's in the weight room. Welcome, America. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. The truth, Donald Trump is getting younger because he thrives on all this activity. He thought he was busy as a businessman, as a billionaire mogul, running a multinational company. And he's like, shit, that was nothing compared to this man. He gets up fueled and ready to go. And let me tell you, you want to talk about an organizer? He's got people coming in from labor. He's got people coming in from, you know, foreign affairs, etc. And he's like, give me the gist. They give me the gist. Boom, 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 boom. Makes his decisions. Pow, 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 pow. Go. And then he says, now I'm going to spend the rest of my day kicking Democrats right in the crotch, in the naughty bits, making them scream. He's got a scream room for them little crybaby Democrats. They got a cry room in the White House. Oh, baby. Age. Nobody's going to bring up Donald Trump's age. Oh, they try. Oh, he's losing it. He's a crazy man. And then Donald Trump's like, yeah, we just brought back $3 billion into the treasury, $30 billion more on the way, just sold a massive deal to the Saudis, just did this. You know, the economy's looking up, stock market's right. And they're like, oh, crap. We can't sell it as crazy. He keeps doing too well. But you can sell Biden as crazy. This article I was reading, it says, Buttigieg isn't the only candidate taking veiled jabs at the septuagenarian Democratic frontrunner, which have not gone unnoticed by ardent Biden fans. At rallies, his supporters sometimes describe efforts to paint him as too old or out of touch, as ageist. In other words, they're already making up excuses for Biden's loss. You can't attack his age. Let me tell you something. The left are the least caring about the old, and they tell you that. They do. Because they tell you they want to protect the old. They're the least caring about kids. You want to know how I know? Because they tell you they want to protect kids. They tell you the opposite. The left doesn't, they don't want to protect kids. If you want to protect kids, go to Chicago and protect them. They're dying every weekend. I have yet to see a Me Too protest, and I'm with her protest, in the south of the east side of Chicago talking about protecting kids. Why don't you go there at night? Form citizen bands and make sure that these gang leaders stop doing whatever they're doing to these Mexican cartels. They don't want to protect anybody. They don't want to protect Biden. There's a group of people that think Biden may have the best chance of beating Trump, and they're as delusional as the people who thought Hillary could do it. Anyway, but this article says, what's old is new again. Decades before he kicked off his third bid for the presidency, Biden, too, ran on a platform of generational change. Oh, the irony, America. Joe Biden is the very tactic being used against him is what Joe Biden did when he was 29 years old back in 1972. Yeah, first-term city councilman in Delaware challenged a popular two-term senator who was described at the time as unbeatable. Intellectually and physically, Biden wanted to contrast himself with Republican Senator Cale Boggs, who was at the time 59 years old. That's relatively young. The dude was 59, Joe Biden was 29, and Joe Biden's painting this guy off. Look at that old fogey, that crazy. And now Joe Biden is many, many more years, older than this guy, a full 17 years older than the very guy he claimed was too old. So Biden orchestrated what they called a sophisticated media strategy that argued Boggs' best governing days were behind him. I just want you to understand the irony. At the age of 59 years old, Cale Boggs is being touted by Joe Biden, 29 at the time, that his best days are behind him. Hey, Joe, is this thing on? Your best governing days are behind you, and they weren't that good. So they said Cale Boggs' generation dreamed of conquering polio. Joe Biden's generation dreams of conquering heroin, declared one full-page ad. Biden understands what's happening today. Well, hey, here's my question for Joe Biden, because here's what I would do if I was Buttigieg. I would go grab all those old campaign commercials. I got a couple more I'll read for you. Did Joe Biden conquer heroin? Is there more heroin available now? Or was there more heroin available then? Okay, in 1950s, it says, Cale Boggs hoped to make America safe for Stalin. In 1972, Joe Biden hopes to make Americans safe from criminals. I'll ask you again, are we more safe at this point from the Russians, or are we more safe from criminals? You get what I'm saying? Joe Biden, his own campaign stuff couldn't even come up with something that would stand the test of time. You want to know why? Because he's like all liberals. I didn't say most. I spoke in absolutes. Worthless as, trying to milk a bull. Let me put it that way. Right? Worthless. He accomplished nothing. He's got a record of nothing. The only thing Joe Biden has a record of is saying, I'm Senator Joe Biden, I'm from Scranton, and I'm from the streets, I'm a street kid from Scranton, I'm from Scranton. Yeah. Okay, Joe. Get this. Here's the last one. To Cale Boggs, an unfair tax was the 1948 poll tax. To Joe Biden, an unfair tax in 1972 is the income tax. Unbelievable. I mean, just take his stuff and use it against him, Buttigieg. But let me tell you, try that old stuff on Trump, and Trump will chew him up and spit him out better than Ronald Reagan. Every one of you listening to this program, you aren't even thinking about Donald Trump's age. Not seriously. You might go, man, Trump is old. I mean, he's in his 70s. But you have to remind yourself that Donald Trump is in his 70s. You won't have to remind yourself that Joe Biden's in his 70s. Wait until his campaign gets in the full swing. I got to leave it there. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.